Blog Talk Radio.
shifting the atmosphere for breakthrough and healing. Our worship is shifting the atmosphere. It's moving and it's breaking. Shifting the
atmosphere.
Every yoke is destroyed. Every chain is broken. This worship is shifting the
atmosphere.
It's moving. It's breaking.
Good morning, everybody. Rise and shine. Welcome to Talk, Teach, and Testify Radio. I am your brother, Brother Rinaldo Wade. Good morning. We are going to be talking about spiritual children and being under spiritual coverings. How do you be released from a spiritual covering that is not doing right, that they're not doing the will of God, or you don't feel that you are growing anymore in them? How can you be released from them? How can you prevent from being called a vagabond or becoming a spiritual bastard? Okay, so we're going to be talking about these things on this morning. We see that this epidemic is becoming more and more common in the 21st century congregation, and we are starting to see the problem of the vagabond kingdom citizen, or we will call them the vagabond Christian. there, because there's a difference there between a kingdom citizen and being a Christian. So I'm going to go in more about that on this morning. I thank each and every one of you that is here by divine appointment to listen to what thus says the Lord. We heard the blowing of the shofar, and then we were shifting the atmosphere with Jason Nelson. Okay, just a couple of announcements before we go into the teaching. This evening at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, please join me as I am going to present a kingdom, like a biblical study, if you will, a word study and service that's going to be at the In the Word International Ministries. The address is 20 Mill Creek Circle. That's in Pula, Georgia. It's right off of I-95. At 104, okay? So I will be there this evening at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I will be bringing forth a word from Yah. Hallelujah. So I hope to see you there. The In the Word International Ministries is overseen by Apostle Kevin Brown, and your brother is there to support and to help assist with that particular ministry. Hallelujah. So once again, those of you who live in the Savannah, Georgia area and the surrounding areas, please join me this evening at 4 o'clock. Hallelujah. There at 20 Mill Creek Circle in Pula, Georgia, right off of I-95, exit 104, this evening at 4 o'clock. Hallelujah. I will be bringing forth a word from Yah on tomorrow night. I will be doing that at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on Monday and Tuesday, I will be doing a teaching on fasting and prayer. And then there is a special announcement that I would like to present unto you on Tuesday. Okay, so that is the schedule for the week. Those of you who would like to become a covenant partner, if you would like to sponsor this Talk, Teach, and Testify radio program, and many more, please join me. If you're led by the Spirit of Yah, there are two ways that you can sow or you can sponsor this particular radio ministry. Number one, you can do it by PayPal. Go to www.paypal.com and then type in the email address of talkteachtestify@gmail.com, and that will lead you right on into the to the box for you to sponsor or to sow your seed. Also, you can also write. You can write me and send your seed there. You can do that to Talk, Teach, and Testify Radio in care of Ronaldo Wade, P.O. Box 2461. That is in Savannah, Georgia, 31402. So once again, the address is P.O. Box 2461, Savannah, Georgia, 31402. All of the proceeds go toward building up the ministry and so that we can have more sound equipment to bring you these messages. It keeps us on the air. And, hallelujah, I'm able to spread the unadulterated truth throughout all of the world, okay? So your brother, he's going to be getting busy in just a little bit, and I want to be able to have the provision to send the word out to those who truly need it, those who truly wanting salvation, okay? Those people who can't receive the word the way that you are, I want to be able to get it out to them. All righty, hallelujah. This will be a short teaching this morning. When we're talking about the vagabonds, this is a problem that's going on. And we're going to go to a couple of scriptures, and then we'll go ahead and do a little teaching, and then we'll open up the lines this morning, because probably a lot of you have a lot of questions or concerns about people who are hopping from church to church, from ministry to ministry. There are some people who are operating like that, you know, number one, because we can't call everybody that's doing that a vagabond, if you will, because they're searching for that true particular ministry that can teach them, that they can grow, so that they can plant themselves there, so they can be taught, so their spiritual gifts can be cultivated. Okay, so not everybody that's looking and going from church to church are not vagabonds, okay? I have to get that out there before we begin. Some people, once more, they're looking for a congregation that teaches the true word of Yah, and if they do, then they can stay, and then later on, you know, they might get that feeling that maybe I'm not in the right place. Now, when you are looking for a congregation, okay, be careful about taking the right hand of fellowship, okay? The right hand represents the impartation. So as you do that in front of everyone in the congregation, you have said that I have joined the family, okay? And I am one of the sheep that belongs to this fold, okay? Now, the problem with that is that, like I stated, once you shake and once you accepted that right hand of fellowship, then you're saying, you know what, okay, I'm in this ministry, you know, I have to follow the bylaws, I should be loyal to this ministry, and that's what we don't see today. We don't see a lot of people who are being loyal to Yah, number one, and to two, the things that belong to Yahuwah, you know, such as the ministries, okay, the true ministries. And we're having a problem with that because there are a lot of people who are operating as spiritual bastards, if you will. They're bouncing from one church to another, taking the right hand of fellowship, saying that they are on an assignment. The Lord sent me on an assignment. You better be careful when somebody says that because they might be on an assignment to try to destroy that ministry. It's almost like the spirit of Absalom, if you will. Remember, we did those studies on Talk Teacher Testify Radio in which this particular individual, the son of David, was trying to get other people to rebel against the king because he did not do or move the way that he wanted to, okay? And so we've seen that in the body of believers today. You see a lot of people who are coming into the congregation and trying to snatch people out of that congregation to join them or to join their congregation. That's foolish. Okay, we've seen that a whole lot in the body of believers. People running their mouths, trying to convince you to jump ship, to leave your ministry, to go to theirs. Okay, and those type of people are vagabonds, okay, because they can't stay still. How can a tree grow if it's not planted, if it's not rooted into the earth? Okay, so therefore, you need to be rooted into sound doctrine and stay there. Okay, don't just get up because you think that you know it all because you learned a little something. And then get up and then you go to somewhere else. That's not how the kingdom operates. Okay, so stay as a free agent. If you feel, no, I don't want a spiritual covering or I don't want people under a congregation. Okay, that is perfectly fine. But do not accept the right hand of fellowship, then turn around and then leave or become be up under a spiritual parent. And then you want to leave. I've been seeing a lot of that lately. It has been happening to me. So I'm speaking from experience. As we go into James chapter number 1, and Lord have a blessing upon the reader here of his word. We are in the book of Yaakov chapter number 1. Okay. It states in verse number 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various or different temptations. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of Yah, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Elohim. And we're talking about that person with that wavering faith. Okay, I want to be here. Nope, I changed my mind. I want to be with this other congregation. No, they rebuke me. I go to this other congregation. No, it seemed like every sermon he's talking about me. Let me go to this congregation. That's a bastard child. Verse 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Okay. Let's look at the definitions first before I go into the teaching. Okay. The first problem, or the first thing that I would like to talk about, understanding. You know, what is a bastard? What is a person who cannot sit still in the congregation? And when you look at a bastard in real life, and we can read it in the scriptures, we are looking forward to obtain a harvest of righteousness, not a harvest of curses, if you can read James chapter number 3. A bastard child will be someone, try to put it in a good definition term. A bastard is born of parents, but they're not married to one another. It might be an illegitimate child. It's another way of saying it. A child that was born out of wedlock. That's another one. Another definition of a bastard is an unpleasant person. It might be a weasel, a scoundrel, a reprobate individual. Okay, are you getting this? So therefore, we're not talking about the first definition, okay? We're not talking about that. But we're talking about that scoundrel. We're talking about that person that walks around with a reprobate mind, a good-for-nothing person. And that's what the definition says, okay? So, and we would call them a snake in the grass, slithering amongst in the congregation. But yet in steel, as they are doing that, they're slithering in the congregation. But yet they are not doing the things of Yah, and they're trying to disrupt the congregation. The problem that I see with the vagabond Christian, or the person who bounces around from place to place and they skip around, they usually have that attention span of a four-year-old. And they don't think about, number one, having stability in their life. So if they don't have stability in their life, and that's that double-mindedness, right? Okay? The double-mindedness keep you unstable in all your ways. Not only are they undermining the stability of their congregation that they're in, but they're also stifling the progress of the spiritual growth of that congregation. Okay? Remember what happened in the early church, for example. They might have had some differences that divided them a little bit, but then they overcame those differences and came together in order to fellowship and to worship Yah. Look at what happened with Paul and Barnabas. They hung together and they had a difference. They had a problem because here it is. Barnabas wanted Paul to have Mark to work with him, and Paul refused him. Okay, he said, "I'll take Silas, I'll take Timotheus, but I will not take Mark." And that caused some friction there between Paul and Barnabas. But we thank the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, in the name of Yahusha, because they were able to get it back together again. They met later and they fellowshipped and they rejoiced. The vagabond individual, they do not have that option of just attending another congregation down the street or around the corner. You have them simply running away from their diversities. and they're running away from the calling. They don't want anyone to rebuke them, to teach them. They know everything. And he who thinks that he knows everything knows nothing. And they need to try to find unity. Psalms 133:1, what does it say? Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, because the unity, it prevents bastards and vagabond and illegitimate children in the kingdom of Yah. And there are some people who are not even children of Yah. Let's get that straight. Okay? Because there is one scripture in particular in which the Mashiach, he talks about that in the book of Ya'ukanan, the book of John, chapter number 8. So just because everybody wears a cross around their neck, or they carry a Bible, or they might even tell you that they are a prophet or an apostle, doesn't mean that they're necessarily our kingdom citizens. Okay. Here we go. Let's go down. To verse number, and may the Lord have a blessing upon the reader, hear and do of his word. Let's start at verse 31. And this is going to be good. Now, the Mashiach, the anointed one, is speaking to the Yahudim, or to the Jews, that believed on him. And he said, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the emet, which is the truth, and the emet shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and was never in bondage to any man. So how sayest thou, ye shall be made free? The anointed one answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever. If the son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me, because my word has no place in you. I speak that when I have seen with my Abba, and ye do that ye have seen with your Abba. Watch this. This is powerful. He says, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. So when you commit sin, now you are being introduced back into the law of sin and death. And when you do that, that particular servant cannot abide in the house of Yah. You can't get into his glory that way. Okay? That will be considered as a bastard, being illegitimately. And you have people who are behind the pulpit on a praise and worship team, even doing other auxiliaries in the congregation, who are illegitimate. And if you read the book of Psalms, chapter 74, the 74th division, the words tell us that there will be wickedness in the sanctuary. But here it is. The Messiah says, if the Son makes you free, he says, I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. And those who are bastard children, those who do not want to learn the truth because it has no word in them, they will be considered to be illegitimate. Because the word can abide in them. I don't care how many seeds you plant into them, and how many times that you could preach until your face turned blue, and how many talk, teach, and testify ministries have to come on the air, and everybody else that's preaching. If you don't get it, you just won't get it, because you won't allow the word to be planted in your heart. He says, I speak that I have seen with my Abba, and ye do which ye have seen with your father. They answered and they said unto him, Abraham is our Abba. The anointed one said unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. That's powerful, right? That is powerful right there. So Abraham, and we are the seeds of Abraham, right? Hallelujah. And the Mashiach, this is a powerful revelation. He's talking about that faith factor. If you believed like Abraham did, then you would do the works of Abraham. You would get the covenant blessings. You will receive the inheritance of the kingdom of Yah. It began through Abraham. Okay? That's why we are to say that we serve the Yah. Or we serve, people like to say God, Almighty One. We serve the Yah of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Here's the first name that comes up. So we're supposed to be the first fruits of a kingdom that's unmovable and unshakable. And bastard children have an imbalance. They have a chemical imbalance that's going on with them because of how they were conceived in the first place. Okay? That goes right along with what we're talking about today, how people are not even planted in a apostolic covering. And they always want to be released. They always want to go here, there, everywhere. And we wonder why the church is in such bad shape today. Why the congregation can't move forward. Everybody wants to be leaders, but don't nobody want to build. We have too many chiefs, but not enough Indians. Everybody want to prophesy. Everybody want to preach. Everybody want to do these things. And it's okay if you're called to do these things, but you first must sit down. The Hebrew word for Yeshuva means a institute where you learn. And it comes from the root word in Hebrew, which means to sit. So you must sit before you can go into ministry. Everybody wants to do this fly-by-night ministry, or they want to do this, okay, I'll learn as I go along. That's not good. First of all, you must be filled with the Holy Ghost operating under the unction, the power, the tushkof. Tushkof is the Hebrew word for power, under the power of the Holy Ghost. And that's why we have so many ineffective leaders today, because they won't sit down and receive training and wisdom for those who have done it for 20 to 25 years, not allowing the Holy Ghost, the Ruach HaKodesh, to teach them. And like I said earlier, they think that they know it all. And you have these people who are trying to destroy people with their Christian walk and their family life. They have a spirit of rejection, bitterness, rebellion, automatic failure, self-hatred, and excessive compulsive behavior. So they have problems with what I like to call religious perception. They cause strife and they cause trouble in congregations. And these demons that's on them, they will push people into ministry before they are grounded into biblical and kingdom principles. The intent that they're trying to do is try to destroy you before they gain sufficient strength and knowledge to stand against the attack. So that's what their problem is, to push you off the cliff before you have your parachute on. They want to come up and tell you, you're a prophet. You're not even grounded in kingdom principles yet. This is the person who has that bastard curse on them. They want to try to destroy you before you can gain sufficient strength and knowledge. Now, they fall into one or two extremes. Number one, they will spoil for confrontation, or they will refuse to confront an unpleasant situation. they would dwell excessively on their problems with self or others, or they will pretend or even ignore the problem that is at hand. Now, when they in the womb of a bastard mother who's operating in this, and you got to catch this in a revelation, because you might be in a bastard ministry. And when I talk about bastard ministry, I'm talking about this particular leader that I sit up under the training of the Holy Ghost, did not want a spiritual training, a vagabond, if you will. That particular leader was unwanted. They felt unwanted. And because of that hurt that they suffer, they become hardened in their hearts. And they have a difficult time giving and receiving the love that you need. And they're walking around with spiritual deformities. Okay? So this is what we're beginning to see. And all of this is in operation of one word, disobedience. And disobedience is nothing but sin. Hallelujah. Now today, in the 21st century, people have a shorter attention span more than ever before. And I feel this is why at times I have to shorten the teachings a little bit on Talk Teacher Testify Radio. Because if you get bored or you disagree with something that's being taught, or you might feel for one moment there might be a conflict in doctrine, the sound and the unsound doctrine, that person might feel entitled to either A, find another church that suits them better, or B, how about starting a church of my very own? And we see that a lot today. Somebody might come on, let's say, on Talk Teacher Testify Radio, and they might not like what I teach. So now they feel entitled to start their own blog talk radio show. And I've seen this many times, and they have failed simply because of how they were introduced into the blog talk. If he could do it, I could do it too. And I'm telling you, this is hard work. It is very hard. I don't wish this on nobody. Even the calling that is on my life, I wouldn't want nobody else to take this. So you have people who feel that they can preach a doctrine that suits them instead of teaching sound doctrine that came from the Mashiach and through the first early apostles of the Lamb. So they'll go find another one. They'll go, let me listen to somebody else. I don't like the way he or she is teaching because they're coming from the word too much. It's cutting my heart. It's doing something with me, and they don't want that sound doctrine. Or like I said, they'll start their own. We begin to see more and more of how individuals are dividing themselves. We're starting to see more and more denominations and more gospels being invented to fit the needs of the people. And it's coming to the point now that there are too many different assemblies in any given city or town to even count. Now, that ought to strike us quite odd, especially when the Mashiach in the high priest prayer in Ya'ul Kanah, chapter 17, the book of John, when he said that we must become as one as they are as one, meaning the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. The Mashiach is coming for his chosen remnant to be united all around the world. And instead, mankind has chosen to divide itself over and over and over yet again. We're starting to see 7-8 churches within a 3-block radius because of pastorism. Look at the stuff that we have created as man. The divisions. Especially here in the United States, they have effectively catered to the consumer Christian by constantly offering them an array of alternatives rather than challenging them to learn the importance of steadfastness and commitment. What happened to loyalty? What happened to fasting for your brother? What happened to praying for your sister? What happened to taking care of one another, carrying each other's burdens? What happened to that? What we perhaps didn't realize is that by creating an ever-growing menu of churches and ministries to suit your needs, we are actually enhancing the expectation of an already shallow consumer culture. Holy Ghost, please have me to speak again. That was powerful. Because we have such a gospel menu. Since we have good old Christian menu and people just adding on the prosperity gospel, the you don't need to be saved gospel, the you've been covered by the blood, plenty of grace for you forevermore gospel, it's enhancing this culture that is already shallow. And I'm talking about me personally this morning. One of my primary frustrations in kingdom ministry is that we're seeing this ever-revolving door that's being pushed on its axis by vagabond Christians, and I put those in quotes, who blow in and out of churches because they don't seem to understand or appreciate the importance of loyalty or of a commitment or better yet, of a covenant. And when you are a covenant breaker, those people cannot inherit into the kingdom of Yah. And perhaps they didn't know any better because the Christian world or the kingdom citizens, we just keep enabling them to do it. And I think because of their non-committal type of mindset, they have not been transformed yet. They're still conformed to the worldly system. In America here, they give you a lot of choices to choose from. Pick your car and pick what food you want to eat today. Pick which religion that you would like to do. Today you could be a Buddhist. Tomorrow you could be a Seventh-day Adventist. How about next week? You can be a Muslim. And we must stop entertaining these particular cultures and stop entertaining tradition and religion. That's what it did. If you look into the Renewed Covenant and the Brit Kadasha, the New Testament, you can see how people, as the apostles were walking, they had different gods to choose from so that they can serve. Well, I want to talk to the money god. You talk to the finance god. Oh, I want to talk to the health god. And you could talk to him. And that's the problem with the believers today. And in closing, before I open up the lines, and any of you that would like to speak, you can press 1 today on your telephone keypad. A lot of people didn't want to hear this message this morning. That is very powerful there. Because there are a lot of people who thinking that when the Messiah said that when you are free indeed, that you can go and do whatever you want to do now, that you have no accountability. have a, you know, the Father has a problem with that. And I can show you in Scripture. When the commandment says, honor thy father and thy mother, it's not just about natural parents. What about your spiritual ones? Who was the Messiah to the disciples? He was the master teacher. He was the master mentor. We should have a powerful mentor that should be able to give us godly wisdom. Now, sometimes some of the wisdom might be uncomfortable. It might shake us up a little bit. But it is for the sake of keeping us on the right path as we journey to be transformed into Yahuwah's likeness. That is needed and is necessary for us to have spiritual coverings. Because once again, that's that accountability. Somebody on this planet have to hold you accountable. Okay? There's the scripture I'd like to show you before I continue to read more of Yahweh Kanan, book of John, chapter 8. Okay. Now, I like this scripture right here. Okay. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Let's go into Book of James, chapter 3. Seems like I've been in the book of James a lot. In the book of Yaakov, chapter 3, verse 1, it says, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. So the ones who are leaders, the ones who are supposed to be servants in the kingdom of Yah, they will receive the greater condemnation. If they're leading all of you, and all of us, if there's a leader who's leading all of us into hell, they're going to receive the greater condemnation. Now, another particular one that I like to read is in the book of Hebrews, chapter 6. This is a good one here. In the book of Abri, chapter 6, verse number 11, it says, and we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that you do not be slothful, but followers of them that through faith and patience inherit the promises. There it goes, back to Abraham again. Remember, the Hebrew word for Hebrews is Abraham, Abri. You see that? So the promise comes through Abraham. For when Yah made promise to Abraham, because he swore by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely, blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying will I multiply thee. And so after he patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Hallelujah. I like that one right there. But if you go back one, now that you read that, go back one chapter to Hebrew chapter 5. Watch what it says. Let's start at verse number 11. This is how you become planted in the word of Yah, planted under someone who can teach you and give you instructions. how to live a holy and consecrated life, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of Yah, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, the maturity, okay? And we're talking about spiritual maturity. Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So, those particular teachers out there, the pastors, they have to be taught again the first principles of the oracles that come from Yah. And those who are on spiritual milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. And you have leaders in the pulpit who are still in milk. They're unskillful in this word. And when they keep denying it and they think that they know everything, they become bastards and vagabond citizens in the kingdom. I'm going to go back to Yahu Kanan, chapter 8, the book of John, chapter 8, the Pasora, the message of John. Where we last left off, it was at verse 39, when he said, and I'm talking about the Mashiach, the anointed one. He says, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. And we talked about that. Verse 40. But now ye seek to kill me, a man who have told you the truth, which I have heard of Yahuwah. This did not Abraham. You see that? He said that they seek to kill him because he came telling the truth. Do you know that every time you tell the truth to a bastard child in the kingdom or a vagabond, they're ready to choke your head off, or they get angry and want to get upset and argue with you? Or better yet, you see this a lot on Facebook, right? They're ready to delete you and block you because you tell them the truth. I'm sorry. This goes out for that person who was kind of upset. There's still not a such thing as a chief apostle. Sorry. Okay? So, he says in verse 41, ye do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even Yah. The anointed one said unto them, if Yahuwah was your Abba, you would love me. For I proceed forth and came from Yah. Neither can I myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speak of a lie, he speak of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. And because I tell the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do not believe me? He that is of Yah hear Yah's words. Therefore ye hear them not, because ye are not of Yah. Then answered the Yahudim, the Jews, and they said unto him, say, we're not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? The Mashiach answered, it says, I have not a devil, but I honor my Abba, and you did or do dishonor me. But I seek not my own glory. There's one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall not see death. Okay? So we're seeing the difference. Everyone that say that they are a child of God, which God? Okay? Because those that can understand, they cannot understand the doctrine and the speech of Yahusha, of the Mashiach, the anointed one, the one who brought salvation to earth. If they cannot understand his speech, they can't hear his word. Remember, he says that he speaks, and when he speaks, they should hear him. Those that are called by his name. Okay, we're seeing a lot of this in the congregation. When the truth is being spoken, you speak the truth, you get a small offering. Tell a lie, you get a big offering. I hope you catch my drift. So you have a lot of people who rather lie and get paid than to speak the truth and obtain the kingdom treasures. And because people teach the truth, the vagabond Christian won't believe it. Those ones who are stuck on tradition and religion that don't want to be set free. Many of them are already turned over to reprobated minds. And a reprobated mind would not, it cannot stand the truth to be heard. They don't like it. They don't want you to spread it to others, let alone tell them. And this is what's happening with the Jews. They're upset because here it is, this man going to come out of nowhere and try to teach them the truth. He haven't even sat in their synagogues. He didn't even sit in their congregation. I hope you're getting this on this morning. You haven't even went to church a day in your life, but the Holy Ghost taught you, had changed your life, and now you want to teach the truth. But you got people who are vagabonds who spread the lies. And they feel that they can prophesy everywhere without a spiritual covering. It's very needed and necessary. Because it helps us with spiritual maturity. If you don't have that spiritual covering, you're going to be walking into spiritual immaturity. And it's going to be a lot of spiritual food that you're going to be lacking. Now we shouldn't rely on other people now, like as far as making these major decisions. And you should rely on the word. The word of Yah should be your primary source of strength in your wisdom, your prayer life, your fasting life, etc. Because it is the instruction manual to your spiritual walk with him. But there are people who have the wisdom of Yah that can teach you through his word as to what you should go through. They speak in parables so that you can have a better understanding as to what you're going through or whatever question that you need answered. They can assist you. Remember, it is the Holy Ghost that's going to teach you. And it's in the anointing. The anointing of Yah is going to teach you the truth. It will never lie to you. Please be able to know the voice of Yah from the voice of error. Now, I have a couple of more scriptures to read, and then I'll open up the line for questions or comments. I like what Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I like this epistle when he wrote to the congregation there at Thessalonica. And he writes, let's see here, because I want to pick a very good verse out of here. Hallelujah. Verse number 12. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Elohim, and abonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. So there are people who are among you in Yah, and the word amanish or amanish, it just means to warn you before you walk into a death trap, or they will give you spiritual advice. So a person who's your spiritual covering, they're not supposed to control your pocketbook or your wallet, or try to have you do things that you should not be doing. But better yet, they give you spiritual advice. They're supposed to build you up in your spiritual gifts. Those of you who don't know your identity as to who you are in Yah, and whose you are in Yah, this particular mentor can help you. In Hebrews chapter 13, the book of Abri, Hebrews chapter 13. I'm going to go to verse number, 16, 17, and 18. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. With such sacrifices, Yahuwah is well pleased. Obey them that have rule over you and submit yourselves. For they watch for your souls, as they that give must give account. As they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that is unprofitable for you. Pray for us, not talk about us. Now put your mouth on us, okay? People love to talk about the leaders. People love to, you know, especially if you're up under that spiritual covering and you're talking about them. It didn't say accuse them. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. Hallelujah. That's good right there. I always have, and I like what Sister Tyler said this morning, have spiritual grounding. And a lot of people don't like correction. And we got to take off this sense of falsehood and put on the robe of truth. We got to be honest with Yah, with ourselves, and with each other. But on the flip side of things, I see that a lot of leaders are not living the way that they preach, and et cetera, and that can force that particular sheep to go somewhere else or to go astray. We see that a lot in the congregation today. But I feel that if you want to leave a particular ministry, write a letter of resignation, be blessed and released by that leader. I've had people just come up to me, look, I'm just going to leave. See you later. I can't take it anymore. Okay, good luck with that. I have people who turn their backs on me. My hands is open like, could you give me an excuse? No excuse. No letter of resignation. I've never received a letter of resignation from no one who's been up under me. We got to be real careful in this season. Get up under that umbrella. Get up under an apostolic covering. It's very needed. It's very necessary. Are we truly spiritual children of Yah? Are we actually doing the things of Abraham? Are we operating in true faith? Are we becoming obedient to the word of Yah? Okay, I'd like to open up the lines this morning. You can press 1 on your telephone keypad. We see a lot of problems going on in the body of believers because they do not feel that they be covered by any man, and they can go ahead. It's time for us to really come back in alignment with Yah. First of all, we have to make sure, what about the leaders? How is their character? We must have the characteristics, the DNA of the Heavenly Father. Know him by his name. His name is not God, okay? It is not. It doesn't tell us that. In the book of Psalms, chapter 68, verse 4, it doesn't tell us that. In the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse number 14, 15, he's the great I am that I am. Please be careful which covering that you are under. Once you make that vow with that covering, you have just made a covenant. You got people going around, well, I don't like how they teach, or I didn't like being rebuked, and it's time for me to go somewhere else. That's not how, you know, that's not how the kingdom is operated. And this leader have been praying for you, interceding for you, fasting for you. You've been calling them early in the morning, late at night. Help me with this. I need help with that. But then you turn around and you leave them? Come on, somebody. That's not right. Only bastards act like that. Only vagabond individuals act like that. And there's another thing I don't do. We see a lot of this in the congregation today. We call this the so-called Facebook coverings. I don't do that. I need to see how you're living. You need to see how I'm living. Okay? This social media covering. There's not a such thing as that. I was talking to a spiritual daughter earlier this morning, bless her heart, and we was talking about getting together for the affirmation of her being a prophet and a seer. Those visitations must be done in the spirit, you know, naturally. We're just seeing too much foolishness. And that's why everybody is hurt. A lot of people are hurt these days. And hurt people hurt people. Anyone that would like to speak, you can press 1 now on your telephone keypad. If you're listening from internet land, you can call in at area code 347-884-8468. I would love to hear from you this morning. We're talking about spiritual coverings. Are you willing to stay under your spiritual covering, or you want to leave? If you have questions about how should I leave my ministry, you might want to press 1. If you have left your covering and you feel that you want to go back, you might want to press 1. Those of you who had a spiritual child that left you, how you should deal with that, you can press 1 as well. This is becoming it's like a sickness. It's like an illness that's spreading in the body of believers. And I understand that, you know, we are all one, okay? And you could go listen to one particular teacher and another pastor. That's fine and dandy. But when you start spreading your spiritual body thin, and you all, you know, you're all in different ministries, start to look like a spiritual whore, if you will, or a spiritual prostitute. You're going from one place to another. And we must stay planted, uprooted by the rivers of righteousness and holiness. We got to stay planted in his true word. And if you feel, you know, I'm not ready, that's fine. You can visit the churches until you get the perfect, you know, not the perfect one, but the one that best suits your spirit. But it must be the unadulterated, the uncompromising gospel. If they give you a sugar-coated word, you need to get up out of there because you're going to suffer from truth decay. You're not going to be able to grow in the kingdom of Yah. You're going to be lost. You're going to be introduced to more tradition and religion. To more hooping and hollering. It's too much preaching, not enough teaching. And that's why, that's one of the reasons why true kingdom citizens are leaving the church, because they're not receiving what they need. Remember earlier on the show, I've stated that some people had to leave because Yah called them out of the church. And I'm talking about the charismatic church. I'm talking about the prosperity gospel church. They're coming up out of there because they've been tricking man for so long. And enough is enough. Some of these ministries are turning individuals into spiritual bastards because of what they have birthed inside of them. Anyone that would like to come on the air this morning, you can press 1. I would love to hear from you this morning. We're seeing a lot of spiritual bastardism. Get into the word yourself. Study to show thyself approved. What does it say? Unto Yah, not unto man. Study, prepare your spiritual bodies to present it as a living sacrifice unto Yah, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service. You looking for a word that suits you and sugarcoats you and to keep you in sin. That's not the way to go. You want to hear something from a preacher or a teacher who is teaching you how to come out of sin. That's the leadership and that's the teaching that you need to be up under. Teaching you the true kingdom principles. How you're on your road to salvation. Salvation is a process. And a lot of people are not processing the word of Yah correctly because their spiritual parents have not built up their spirit, man, have taught them things such as spiritual warfare, how to receive a revelation from Yah. Hey, are you working on your prayer life? What about your fasting life? What about your meditation in his word? Are you doing that? That's the problem. There's too many varieties on the church menu to choose from. For those who like shacking, press 1. For those who feel that they can lie their way into the kingdom, press 2. You got these different variations of how to get into the kingdom. But there's only one way that you could get in. He said in his word that you cannot get to the Father except through me. You must go through the anointed one, the one that came down to teach us how to live a kingdom lifestyle, how to live holy and consecrated. The same one who shed his blood for you and I when he died, when they hung him on the tree. People like to say when he died on the cross, on Calvary. It's time to stop running away from your calling. It's time out for listening to tradition and religion. People telling you, come on down to Easter. Come on, hey, sow a seed. I know it's income tax return time. come on, we cannot focus on the wheels and the ills of this world. We live in it, but we're not of it. Get unplugged. Come out of the metrics. Join the kingdom of Yah that you have already belonged to and receive your inheritance. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand right now. Hallelujah. I'd like to thank each and every one of you that have listened by divine appointment this morning to this teaching here on the Shabbat, on Saturday morning. I'll be bringing forth a word of Yah on Sunday, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll bring forth a word 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time on Monday at 10 o'clock in the morning Eastern Standard Time, 9 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. I will be teaching about praying and fasting. We're going to be doing that for 2 days. Then I have an announcement to give you on Tuesday. Hallelujah. In closing, I love each and every one of you in spirit and in truth. And there's nothing that you can do about it except for you to do one thing. That is for you to love me back, because Yah is love. Those that worship Yah must worship him in spirit and in kingdom truth. Hallelujah. Greet somebody. Hug them. Let them know that you love them. And let them know that Yah loves them even more. Love is an action word, okay? So we have to show love toward one another. Support each other's ministry. I'm your brother, Rinaldo Wade, the Obadiah, a humble servant of Yah. Shabbat shalom to every one of you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Rest in him. Enjoy yourselves. I hope to see you by divine appointment on tomorrow night, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Shabbat shalom, everyone. I love you all.